A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
You know, I think it's risky, but if it doesn't work out, hopefully you'll get a good cup of coffee anywho. Kathleen wins this episode.
I was going to do a quote and quotable for her.
Oh, I forgot about a quote.
I was
going
to be strong tea, strong tea. Give me strong tea with quote and quotable.
She had another one. What was another thing she said? Let's just jump right into Kathleen.
Y'all, that's the toy shop proprietor named Kathleen with two pairs of glasses.
Ah, I love this woman. She's really pretty underneath all of her. She's
you
wearing
know,
a hat.
Wow, flying to another country. Yeah, you're gonna. I think you're in for a surprise. And but you know, if it doesn't work out, you could. I hope you get a good cup of coffee out of it.
Anyhow. That's what's my favorite thing. Anyhow,
because he's going to Columbia. Yo, this is Mike from Columbia,
and this is Reality
Gaze. Mike from upstate New York, Thiels, New York, which is in Rockland County. And
I'm bored.
If you know where Rockland County is,
I don't.
It's kind of Hudson Valley adjacent.
Not familiar.
But it's not near New York. Probably at least an hour and a half out.
Oh, okay.
Maybe at least an hour.
Yo, welcome to Reality Gaze. It's part two of Before the 90 Days, Season 5, Episode 2, Catching Flights and Feelings, our part two, because we talked forever long.
And check out our announcements on our previous episode.
Yeah, we'll be brief, but we'll mention the live show in Chicago. You want to check that out. We've got tickets for that on Friday. We'd like to sell out what we
Friday,
can.
Friday, January 7th.
Yep, got to be vaxxed. We've got our Patreon holiday show on our $15
yes.
tier of our Patreon. If you're on that, y'all, this is a good month to be in the $15 tier.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get the Patreon holiday.
You're going to get raw dog.
But you're also going to get the video of our gay
Ronnie
crappens.
And Ben and I from Watch What Crappens, and you and two.
I'm glad I wasn't there.
Ronnie and Ben and I did a great show.
I'm glad I just was sitting over there just edging. What was I doing? Oh, we refilled our drink, did we?
Anyway, Christmas came early.
Yeah. So, y'all, and we want to remind people, you can give the gift of Patreon, a year-long subscription.
Buy it for your mother, your husband, your wife,
you know,
your
it,
sister.
Buy it for your
homophobic boss.
Buy it for your kind of just angry, mean mother-in-law and say, I think you should listen to this. And the next thing you know, we'll make her a dick pig.
She'll maybe be nice to you.
Nope.
She hates you.
I think that's basically it. Oh, and last but not least, if you want a cameo from both of us, sorry, too late. Poodle's already.
That's my favorite.
Poodle's
I'm
in South
tomorrow.
Carolina as you're listening to this.
Yes.
He is already here wishing he was back in LA.
I'm already on Grindr in South Carolina. Looking.
But you can't because of Omicron.
Oh, my God.
Fix that.
I can't even have
fix
sex.
Fix that.
Oh, God.
You sound like a robot, doesn't it? Omicron.
No, Omicron. Transform.
More
than meets the eye, Omicron. I will not defeat you, Optimus Prime.
Omicron, you will lose in the end.
You're not going to get dick from with me this year.
Omicron.
Okay, everybody. I think that's it. Right.
Can we talk about Mike?
Okay, y'all. New cast member.
The new cast member. This is the one that I think Kyle from Cray Cray said looked like, he blamed me for it, that he said looked like a minion, and I said, no, it looks like a minion fucked Wallace and Gromit.
Yes.
The thing about Mike, y'all, is it looks like he's wearing prosthetics, but he's not.
What do you mean?
It kind of looks like he's wearing prosthetics.
He's just like, kind of like, you know.
But his features look like they were put on.
They do a little bit. It's not necessarily symmetrical.
And every time he's on my screen, all I can think of is there's so much bald head. It covers like 2/3 of the surface area on my screen.
There is. I did it first, although I will say,
it's so much head.
Watching his segment, I really like him. I have such a soft spot for him because he's a nerd, y'all. And I think I would have like a good conversation with him.
And this girl's going to eat him up and
she's
going to
eat him up. Well, we don't know anything about her yet, but I can just imagine.
Come on. You don't troll for people like Mike and if you're a good person.
I mean, we know that like she said something.
You can tell by her filtered pictures.
Yeah. And she kind of has those like those kind of look at me Yennefer tattoos.
Yeah.
I'm not in a good place. Y'all, I really like... He's putting together Legos, and he talks about how...
He's a nerd.
He's an IT...
Nerd alert!
He is!
Yeah, because you know what? This is the person you are inside.
Kind of, in a way. In a way, though, you.
And I make fun of people like this.
Yeah, that's because you won't admit that you're a Trekkie.
Maybe.
I bet you he's watched Star Trek and
you
can talk about it.
I can see, and y'all, the crew, none of this gets by the crew because they show him like pushing and adjusting his glasses.
Yeah, there's just moments of him just, they want to, and even the music they played was like something that would be.
Sounded like in like Ready Player One.
Yes, or not like a John Hughes movie. Yep. Yeah, or no, Weird Science.
Yep.
Is that a John Hughes movie?
I don't know.
I loved Weird Science.
Should be.
Remember that when the guys were just like in their underwear and everybody's talking about how hot she was?
Oh,
but you
yes.
See the guy in their tidy and just one of them,
yes.
You just saw ball sacks.
And they were all like, they were all like 30, but playing teenagers.
Loved it. Loved it. Yes, he's an IT support tech.
Remember Emilio Estevez in Breakfast Club? No, you don't because you never saw that movie until recently.
But I knew who Emilio Estevez was because he married Paula Abdul, and I was in love with Paula Abdul. So I had to look him up.
That's right.
I had to buy the bops to figure out who he was.
Yep.
Yeah. Ow. They divorced, and then I thought maybe I'll be with Paula one day.
Spoiler alert.
We're both better off. We're both better off. So Mike,
he's playing with Legos. He loves models.
Yes, he's an,
because
IT,
he's an IT support because
technician.
Of course he is. He's also a volunteer firefighter.
He's a volunteer firefighter.
So thank you, Mike. We appreciate that.
I'm just like, I love this guy. And
I think he has a good heart.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm worried about.
She's gonna pop it out of his chest.
Yes.
Like Kali Ma style.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah. She will.
He is this sweet little like dove with nerdy glasses.
No.
I just want to go say fly, and then we're going to hear.
Now
and she shot.
We've
him.
Already seen in previews that she freaks out on him a couple times and tells him he smells and that he's disgusting to her.
And that she says, I'm not in love with you, but I love you.
What
we hear her say later on. And he's like running around. I just want to like take this little.
No,
just,
he's a fucking mark. Let's just say this. He's a fucking mark for her.
But he also, maybe I love him so much because God, I just went through this. Y'all, he's a caretaker. This is a caretaker.
For his
episode.
Dad and his grandfather.
For his dad and his 94-year-old grandfather. Y'all, he is sitting there trying to cook breakfast. And I hear.
And they are micromanaging him.
This was every day of my life for a year in Oklahoma.
That's why you sympathize with him.
Because
you don't love yourself.
I'm Mike. I love him because I am him, y'all. I'm sitting there
trying to... sad.
Matthew, is that how much milk you want to pour in that Cinnamon Toast Crunch? I don't think that's enough. Just going to taste like hay when I'm eating it. Okay, Daddy, I'll get you more
milk.
About, all right.
What Matthew, about the canned tamales?
Why is this bacon so crispy? Who wants crispy bacon?
Everyone.
Not my father. He wants me somewhat soft so he can chew on the fat.
Who wants soft bacon?
Some people want softer bacon. I don't understand it.
Animals.
Boy, y'all, here is my...
Now, I don't want ultra crispy. I don't want
ultra
burnt,
crispy. No.
But I need a little bit of crispiness.
I know.
Now I can taste bacon.
And we talked about bacon last episode, too.
Bacon!
Anyway, y'all, I'm just saying this now. I think Mike is an angel on earth, and I love this man, and I want all the good things
for
him.
What if things turn out for him, and he's an absolute creepazoid?
You know what? I have thoughts about Caleb that I think are going to turn on me anyway.
Me too.
And
me
so, too. But...
I still can't get over how it looks like he's wearing a skin suit on his head. Like,
I know.
There's so much, like, the surface area of his head, I can't get over.
He has a big bald head.
And there's just so much skin.
To me, he looks like a real-life Charlie Brown character.
Yes!
I mean, to me, he looks...
Yes! Yes!
I mean, if somebody just painted, like, a black circle
That's
with a Sharpie...
That's even more brutal.
Y'all, I know. Come at me, but I guarantee you he has gone as Charlie Brown on Halloween before. Because all he had to do was wear shorts and a t-shirt and then just paint a little black eyeliner.
They showed pictures of his family, and like he's the oldest, you guys, and his two young brothers are...
His one brother's hot.
Seemingly more attractive, and it's like... And you have that with like certain members of the family, and you're like, it's interesting what happened here.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really look like his father or his grandfather.
No, he doesn't. We don't know about his
Maybe
mother.
Maybe mom carried the grommet gene.
Maybe, but mom died.
Oh, I should talk about this.
So, yeah, there's that. Mom died of pancreatic, pancreatic cancer. So,
gene.
Yeah, that's just... Let you sit with that, Poodle.
What would
your mother say if she heard you say that?
Shape hurt. But then she'd go, you're going to write. Yo, but my mother's got a mean streak to her. She'd like it.
Yeah, I know. You're just like her. So she died of pancreatic cancer. So that's one reason why he's been taking care of his...
What's that, colon cancer?
Oh, colon cancer. Sorry. And that's why he's been single for 20 years. He hasn't been in a relationship
since he was 14.
Since
he's
he was
34.
In high school. Since he was in high school.
Now,
so which I want to talk about
this could be extreme shyness.
There could be extreme. I want to talk about that too. I mean, I dated like here and there, but as far as like a long term relationship, I was not in a relationship for 15 years, and you were not. You've dated and fucked around, but what? You had like 6 or 7 years that you were like single.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, I think people feel like if you're single for a long time, there's something wrong with you. Or I think for him, he is super shy. But like for us, I think we were busy and we knew what we wanted.
Yeah, he's also awkward.
I know. I just want to put that out there for since he's watching this. I'm single for 10 years. That's fine. You're
I want to say
out you.
It's more acceptable. Not acceptable. It's more common for LGBT people to be single because there is a.
Well, we don't have the clock too of
also. Yeah, true.
More
but
men,
also,
but we don't
there
have to
is
kids
this
yet.
Kind of delayed adolescence for us that we don't get to have our
yo. We
got to
fuck around.
Period.
We got to fuck around.
And some of us never get out of that hoe period. What?
I'm looking to my... If you're on the intimate portrait, you're seeing who I'm pointing at. And it's not me.
Gunk, gunk.
Gunk, gunk.
Sorry, I didn't mean to finger you like Captain Sandy, person who's sitting here.
Yeah, and so he says that he couldn't... So the grandpa and them were shaming him for making pancakes. Meanwhile, he's talking about that... He
was on a dating app.
Dating app couldn't find anybody, so he changed his location to Columbia. And then, he met someone.
I have a feeling that seems... arbitrary Columbia. I feel like there's maybe a little more to it, but
I think so too.
Maybe this is the first one he got a hit off of. So
maybe.
But anyway, he met Jimena, who's 24, and they've been talking for a year now. And he's the first. She's the first person who she's fallen in love with. You're right. And he has. She has two children. And the thing is,
main problem is just the language.
And y'all, this is going to be a Ji-hoon Devin situation. They're going to be talking through a translator app. Probably most of the time.
Because he said, I speak a little Spanish, and he said, she speaks only no Spanish. English. Yeah. No English.
No English.
But he says, but I think communication will be better in person. I'm like, but you don't have a translator. It might not be.
Anyway, he's talking to Steven.
His brother. They're in the firehouse.
He is, by the way, like all before the 90s shells, he's going to Colombia soon.
He is.
His younger brother is also a firefighter. And he does say...
They're doing stuff in the firehouse.
Oh, and it's kind of hot.
Checking tools.
His brother's hot.
Also, because he talks about it. So don't come at us saying short shamers and tall shamers. Because one time I said somebody was hot because they were tall. And then we got a message.
You're obsessed with it, though.
Saying, you shouldn't shame short people. I went, I'm not shaming short. But he brings it up. He's like 5'4".
Yeah.
Because he's like, my brother's 5'9". And then y'all literally, they cut to him again adjusting his glasses.
And y'all, I've made fun of his appearance, but, and I know that's not nice, but
it's not.
How can you not? It's but, just, there's so much head. Heed! It's like the, so I made an axe murderer. Heed! Move down. Sorry.
I hope you bring a lot of sunscreen for hell. You're going to be burned.
You know
up.
What? All the interesting people are going to be there. All your dick pigs will be there with me. So, you know, you're not going there. You're not going to heaven.
Listen here, Huck. If you want to go to heaven. No. That was a deep cut
of, in musical of theater. Big River.
Listen here, Huck. If you want to go to heaven.
It's a great musical.
Oh, love that show.
Not the original cast album. That's hard to listen to.
Yeah.
Except for River in the Rain, which makes me cry like a baby. Or Worlds Apart.
Oh, that's a beautiful song.
Don't get me started on Worlds Apart. I can tear up thinking about Worlds Apart. Oh my God.
Oh, speaking of...
Big River!
You said... Okay, we'll do it after Mike. But you said you want to talk about West Side Story.
Okay, I'll talk about it
after Mike. But after the commercial, we'll talk about West Side Story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're in the firehouse.
And the brother.
That's when we find out his mother died 9 years ago.
The brother
of
says,
cancer.
You're the happiest I've seen since mom passed away. So obviously, this
he
his
says
mother
when she
dying
died,
was a seminal part in his life. It was a real.
I think it like kind of. What 9 years? He's 34 now. So he was like. He was
25.
That I think you're kind of on the edge of like child manhood, and I think it somehow just
well, seeing he seems to have awkward problems in with other people. I bet he was super close to his mother.
I was just about to say, I bet he was very close to his mother and probably babied by her.
And he lives at home because he can't really move on.
Like
he probably
still
hasn't
has,
moved on from
no,
it yet.
He probably still has dreams of just having conversations with his mother.
He also says
just going
to
wah, wah, my room.
You're worse than I am. You're evil.
Wah, 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 wah.
That's
sorry.
You know what? When people like to say on the podcast very and they say it like they're like, you know, Maddie's the nice one and Poodle's the kind of one who's kind of mean. Remember, he says shit like this. And I'm just so upfront about it.
What was the other joke that I said that was really dark? And people went, whoa. I forgot. It was on a Patreon episode, I think.
There's so many of them.
Every once in a while.
I'm just kind of like. That was the deathbed conversation.
Stop it.
We just lost Patreon members for that.
Oh. Okay.
That's appalling. I just gotta say. So anyway,
but he says he's thinking about proposing. And Steven says, you don't really know her secrets come out, and being with someone for 2 weeks is not a, that for anyone. There's secrets that come out.
Yeah, and she says she always asks. She's like, no, I think that she's really the one for me because she cares for me because she always asks if I've eaten breakfast or lunch. And just the idea that she's somehow
I missed that.
Interested in him and his routine, because I guarantee you his father and grandfather are used to him providing for them and just doing things and appreciating. They don't appreciate him.
And if they do, they seem like these are men of a certain age and culture that you don't
They kind of make fun of him.
Because I was very lucky. My dad would tell me all the time how much he appreciated me. But I will say, when you are, y'all, again, shout out to caretakers, because it's very difficult. And when you are a caretaker, a lot of times people would ask me, like, just tell me what you need. If you need anything, just let me know. And that's very thoughtful. But at the same time, you're kind of like, I just want someone to take care of me. Like, I just want, I don't want to even have to express
needs. And that's exactly
and that's what he's looking for, I think.
Is he just wants someone to ask him how he's feeling today. Did you eat breakfast? Did you eat
lunch?
Just,
and probably when he's there, like, if she does, someone who just cooks him a meal without even asking, just does things for him.
Now, my thought was, she's practicing her English by saying,
wow.
What did you eat?
Oh my God, that is what you learn in like 101 language classes.
What did you have for breakfast? What about lunch?
Oh, wow.
So that's where my brain goes. So
we're terrible people.
We. Anyway, and she says, he tells Steven, so she would move in with me and Dad and Pop. Can you imagine her and her two young children moving into that house? That house that, I don't know if you saw, clutter is everywhere.
Well, sometimes just the wall of beer steins alone, those would get ruined in like 5 minutes.
True.
Because she has like a 7-year-old and like a 5-year-old.
Three.
Whatever, a little.
it doesn't matter.
I would also, who was it? Wait. I'm trying to think. Who was it on 90 Day Fiancé that brought their girlfriend home with their mother, and the mother was horrible, but amazing?
Russ?
No. An old season that we watched.
Patreon. Keep going. I'll get it soon.
He was American.
Details.
She was, I think, from, actually, I think she was like from Colombia, but the mother was like from Puerto Rico or like Cuban.
Fernando. Fernando and
What is her name? Mary. Sissy Mary is screaming right now.
She's from, I don't think she was, was she from Colombia? She was sweet.
Fernando was
the guy.
Fernando. Sorry, we gotta look it up.
No, the mother was Cuban and she was shady as fuck.
Shady as fuck.
She's like, and the mother would say, it's the white powder making them crazy.
Yeah. Oh. It was those two, and it was Fernando Carolina. Who I think is still together.
They're still together. I liked her a lot. He seemed very oily to me. He's always true.
But yeah, he seemed good. But y'all, that
his mother was truly
shady
terrible.
As fuck. That also reminds me. We should have talked to us in the last episode.
She was nicer near the end, but the beginning, she was so awful to poor Carolina.
She was. We're gonna take a commercial in a second, but before we take a commercial, I'm interrupting a little bit because I just want to, y'all. Holy shit! We just now are into season two of Happily Ever After on our Patreon. We just watched the chicken feet episode.
We just watched Chicken Feet. Bitch Ass Slut Ass Whore is coming up
next
this week.
I just want to say thank you, because one reason that we chose to do Classic 90 Day from our Patreon is because y'all always come at us and say, just wait till you see this.
I can't
just
wait till you see this episode.
Between the family Chantel, between fucking Anfisa and Whore...
Bring me my bag.
We just had the dinner with Lourdes and Anfisa, where Lourdes is like, did you spread your legs?
Yeah.
And Anfisa, and then she has that lunch with her friend who has fucking bruised lips because she just got her lips done. And then,
Juan
just like totally
Juan and
red, Russ for filth. And Anyway, this is a great season of our Patreon.
It is.
So I just want to say, if you that's on our five or our supercast, that's on the $5 tier, and we're enjoying it thoroughly.
It's very
KDD, I went off on a tangent. No, let's go to commercial.
We're going to commercial. We'll be right back.
All right.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart,
and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Okay, if John and Nelsie don't make an appearance later on the season,
I want them on Pillow Talk. I want them on Pillow Talk.
I mean, I've been friends with Mike like years, and you know,
he has been.
We met at a time when I was trying to be the fourth Beastie Boy, like, you know, because I'm street and stuff.
He was this close,
and you know, like they said that my eyebrow gauge was too weird, and at the time it's like whatever.
They weren't ready,
and like I was basically trying to like promote my band at the time, which is kind of like a cross between ska and polka, polska.
They were called Hit Sticks. Loved them. Loved them.
Y'all, this couple is everything.
I love them. And yo,
I don't know how Mike became friends with them, but get them on camera.
I tell
camera.
You, the cast of... Put Ingrid, put Kathleen, put them all on Pillow Talk.
Oh, please, please, please.
You know, they should have an episode, a season of Pillow... It's called Pillow Talk Shop Attendants. And it's just all the different shop attendants just going, what in the fuck?
I just need to tell you... My mother
called
me earlier. She called during her earlier show.
Yeah, you said I'll call you back.
And
in
my
like
mother's
3 hours.
Like, I'm getting ready for bed. She's texting me, I'm getting ready for bed. She's like, I just needed to know what creamer you wanted in your coffee.
Do we need a pause for you to call your mother back?
No, it was just said with so much dismissal. Like, in other words, guess you're too busy for me. Just wanted to hear about your creamer. Because I have like a new creamer issue every time I get home. It's like, I can't keep up.
What creamer do you, just half and half?
Well,
that's all you
for
ever
a while
drink
I was
I'm
doing
you.
Half and half. And
oh, you don't do that anymore?
I've cut out dairy. I've cut out most dairy.
Oh, okay.
So I do oat milk. This is such an LA conversation. I do mostly oat milk. The cream, extra creamy variety, which is in coffee creamer, or I do coconut creamer. If someone can give me
a creamer
that's something that tastes like dairy creamer, that's close enough to dairy without being dairy, I haven't found anything that tastes that is a substitute for half and half yet. I haven't found anything.
Send it to Jake It or Fake It. Please do not send it to Reality Gaze because I don't give a shit. So
my poor mother.
Your poor mother. So y'all, John.
I just don't know anymore. Come on.
John and Nell. So they were basically. So they have kids. So they're going to go toy shopping.
They're because I do not know what to relate to children. So I will figure out how to get children's toys for my friend John and Nelsy.
Yeah, and John's like, well, you know, okay. And they're like, what do you think? He's like, well, it's Mike's first relationship, and ooh, God bless. God bless.
I'm telling y'all, he's like the fourth Beastie Boy. It's yes. That kind of like white guy.
I love
toughness.
Him. I love him. So now they're checking out. They're, again, we talked about Kathleen. She's wearing two pairs of glasses. Like, y'all, the production crew loved this woman. Loved her.
So
because she said, y'all, she's like, oh, you made some very nice selections.
Very nice selections. Who are
these
four?
Who are these four? They're like, oh,
well they're actually
and
four.
Mike, Beastie Boy, says.
But it's like, he's going down to Columbia. He's going down to Columbia to see this chick he barely knows.
And that's what she goes, oh.
Well, that's going to be very interesting. Very you know, interesting. It's going to be a surprise. If it doesn't work out, I hope you get a good coffee out of it anyway.
Yeah, they should be happy with the toys anywho. So
can't go over with coloring books.
They leave the toy store, and John, and Nelsie's kind of like,
let's have a conversation.
She's like, let's talk. And she's like, are you sure you want to do this? And John talks about, I've seen how hard you've been working.
Yeah.
And you, because y'all, IT technician, they make some money, but they don't make a ton of money.
It's a lot of hours.
It's a lot of hours.
And he
a
says
lot of work.
He's been helping her with rent and her refrigerator and her washing machine. So he's helping her when things get bad. She calls him. He gives her money.
And they've been together how long? What, 9 months?
Yeah. And which is not very long to be giving her money.
No, not at all.
And he says, he said, how do you know all these? John's like, how do you know? He's like the guy in Colorado, a guy in like Virginia, a guy in Kuala Lumpur, and like everything. And you know what? John has a point.
John does have a point.
And he does one thing at the end. His glasses adjust. And then Mike's like, this is like not red flags.
Not red
flags. This is like nuclear submarine. We are launching the codes. We are.
There's an air horn across the country. It just came on your TV. It
We're
said,
at DEFCON 5.
You're fucked. You're fucked. You're fucked.
Bring him on the tell-all.
Put him on the tell-all.
Put both of them on the tell-all.
If they were on Pillow Talk, if they were on next season of Pillow Talk, I would watch.
I feel like the problem with Pillow Talk is they spend way too much time on cast members instead of ancillary people who really made a statement. And
I agree with that.
And if you'd put these two on Pillow Talk.
But sometimes it's good. Like, I will say, the Kenny and Armando
they're
are
funny.
Joy because you see the relationship between them. Like Lauren and Alexi are funny. Yeah. And like that's why David and Annie, because you see how they are with each other.
Tim and
And what's
Veronica.
Her name? Annie.
Annie.
Annie, what's his Robert.
Robert and Annie, yeah.
We're fucking hilarious.
You just said that.
I meant Annie and David.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
So that's all I've got about them.
That's all I've got
Y'all,
about them.
He's gonna I'm worried she's going to destroy him.
I just love him. I want to hug him.
He does seem a kind soul.
He's too good to be on this show.
I agree. Can we talk about Kim? And then we'll end with Caleb and Alina.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'm excited.
She really moves her hands a lot.
She really just moves her hands.
She always moves her hands a lot. Going to say, Usman Soulja Boy, my boyfriend. We're going to be skin to skin.
Skin to skin.
That's the San Diego way of riding that dick.
Skin to skin.
Skin to skin.
S-K-Y-N to skin.
Skin.
This is my all-female hip-hop group in the 1990s.
I don't know why this episode put me all in my feels. It was like caretaker corner. And so I'm just like
she was worried
for all the caretakers.
She was worried about taking care of her
it
mom.
It was too
now,
real. This did, is with me when I had to leave my father.
And I understand the impulse, but her mom is like, honey, you got to go live your own
you
life.
You do have to go live your own life for you. I had to come back to LA and do this podcast with this shit show, but I had to. My dad said, Matthew, you gotta go do it.
I was like, finally.
Finally.
Just sitting here.
It really is. You don't do shit for yourself at all when you're a caretaker.
I'm sure.
So I feel for Kim in this. And Sally was so sweet about when Sally's like, I just want her to go see if this is her life or not, if it's going to work or not.
I like her mom too.
Yeah.
And so mom basically says, I hope there's a connection. And if there's not, at least she'll know. At least she'll know what's not there. And I think she knows her daughter is – this is also another level of delusion. Memphis has got it. Kim has it.
Yeah, because Kim says the whole thing of like –
Also
– I've got to go take my –
Mike has it, who we just talked about.
Yes. And she says, I got to go take my big chance of love. And I went, oh. Because she all – My one chance of love. She feels like – because she's like, if I don't take it now, then it's – then it's over. Like, that's how she feels. Like, it's just never going to happen again.
So, y'all, I've just got to say, she keeps saying about Usman, she's like, I got to prove to him that I am not
I'm not like his ex-wife. And they show, y'all, we
never see BGL.
We never, and y'all, we, just so you know, we post, I forget his name, we posted it on our Instagram story. It's probably off now. But Google, like, the guy who wrote an article about going on a date with Stephanie from The Single Life.
We want to follow up on with him.
Okay.
Because he sent us something.
Oh, he did. Oh, okay. But he wrote a great article about his, and it's a really funny article because he's a big, huge fucking fan of the show and he gets how the show works.
Yeah. He thinks a little of himself, but that's fine. I think.
But he also admits that. Yeah. But the way he talks about, like, I want to go on this date and I know they're
I really
fucking,
liked the article.
Yeah. It's really funny, but also it kind of cleared a lot of things. We won't go into all of it, but one of the things that we wondered on this show, and it's applicable to this couple, when you go on 90 Day Fiancé, they say
the show does not exist. Don't mention the show.
Don't talk about it.
This is, yeah.
So that's why she's not saying I saw him from 90 Day Fiancé.
And
you can tell that Lisa has fucked them over because they are not giving her a bit of screen time.
And it's interesting because they don't even show her image.
No, y'all, we just saw her just...
Her monkey's paw.
Monkey's paw, kind of sun-spotted hand with her gross painted on fake nails. And her just going,
vulva, vulva.
Her monkey's paw.
Usman's going to marry me.
Instead of granting your wish, it gives you venereal
disease. His family doesn't understand. I don't know why I smell bad shrimp, but all I know is... I'm getting raw dogged tonight. I'm getting raw dogged.
See?
The American way.
Now I think it's funny because I have some distance with it. It's so interesting because when I was seeing her before, I imagined her getting raw dogged.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's where I take myself.
Yeah.
I go there for our listeners.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Meanwhile, Skin's like, I have to prove that I'm not anything like his ex-wife. I'm nothing like his ex-wife.
This is for her hair. Because her hair is longer.
She's always did her hair. She's always had her hands. And she's like, I'm not anything like his ex-wife.
I don't know if you saw this. It was on Reddit somewhere. And I screamed. It had a picture of Chuck from Andre and Libby.
I did.
And a picture of the black wig. It was Kim.
It did. And it was Kim. It looks just, yeah. It's true.
So
that's all that we get. We see that she gets off in the Uber and goes away.
But the idea, y'all, this is almost done before it starts because she's already obsessed with, quote unquote, proving to him that American women aren't this way.
That's a lot of pressure to put on yourself.
Imagine that.
Imagine.
So that's what I was going to say. Already her mindset is kind of fucked from the start. And it makes me sad. So, y'all, she's been flying for 27 hours. One more flight to Tanzania.
One more flight.
And we come in, and we're in Nigeria, and it is Usman.
It's 24 hours earlier. Y'all, he's got a necklace now that says Soulja Boy on it.
The thing about it is, y'all.
Or as he likes to call himself, King Africa.
King Africa. I don't know how it's possible to watch Soulja Boy's previous season and not pick up the fact he was in it to get to America and get fame.
How is it possible? Boy, this is a season of delusioners.
It is.
Delusionists, whatever. Delusionals.
Delusionals.
Yes.
But, like, how is it possible to watch BGL and his season?
Yes.
And not realize
when, because literally the woman Usman was in love with was was less attractive than female Shrek. There's just, and she was a horrible person.
Not only was there, it she wasn't even hideous,
like, it wasn't even like she's like,
she was garbage inside.
Yes, she was actually uglier on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how could you not? See, that's a great point.
That's the thing. That's why I've written off. Kim is definitely in our 90-day fiancé DOA category. 90-day DOA.
You know
DOA.
What I think? It just kind of clicked. She's a caretaker. She takes care of mother, her mom, and all that. I bet you Kim, and y'all, you have sent us her son's Instagram. Thank you.
He is hot.
He is hot. This is a big jump, okay? This is a big jump. I'm taking a big jump. So this is a theory. None of this is, but I see Kim being wanting to be a savior to people and wanting to take care of people. And also, we know that her son, this is important, like, because we talked about this baby girl, Lisa. It's a little bit like the Angela of, like, American, like, appropriation, but also, like, there was, like, sometimes some racial themes where you're like,
a big
baby girl Lisa doesn't even think about that she's this white blonde woman coming in to Nigeria. And I bet you Kim probably picked up because her son is black. And so I think probably I can just see her being like, she treated him so wrong.
You know, I don't think you're that far off.
I can treat him well. I can be sensitive to and be
to his issues.
To his issues, and I can take care of him.
I can tell him I don't see his race as an issue.
Yes. I'm not gonna put this American shit. I think that's it.
I still think she's just delusional and crazy as a shithouse rat.
And she's probably been that's true. And also too, she's had a hole in her since Michael Jackson died, and Usman can fill it.
I'm telling y'all.
Skin to skin. He's going to fill my hole
If your house is covered in collectibles and to a point, not just moderately so, full of collectibles of person.
I'm Wonder Woman
You've
crazy.
You've got a lot
but
to
I have,
process.
I have moderate collectibles, and they're just in my kitchen.
You've got a lot to process. Well, you have enough that's wrong with you. So that's only the tip of the iceberg,
ooh,
really.
I want Terry's. Doesn't that sound good?
I hate you.
Let's finish this so I can go eat dinner.
You're having
pizza tonight after this day, aren't you?
Yes. Y'all, if you ever have a shitty day and you think, I need some self-care, pizza!
Yes.
And don't get Domino's.
Oh, we totally forgot to talk about West Side Story.
We'll do it after this.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, West Side people.
I know. Somebody's just waiting. So, okay, because this actually isn't much. Y'all, Usman, it's kind of, I honestly think Usman's going to be boring. This is the same beat. It's the same beat as last season.
He
doesn't want to be in a relationship with an American.
He says, my goal was to have concerts all over the world and to be a bigger celebrity than Michael Jackson or Chris Brown. I'm like, great choices, honey. Great choices.
Because Chris Brown and Michael Jackson could actually, I mean, personal life aside, but they could actually sing.
Yeah, but
I can't even sing.
Boy, I'm just imagining the two PR disasters that they both are.
Yeah.
So anyway, they are his whole team, including Slam T and his manager. Slam T is his assistant.
Slam T, and then there's Busy B.
Yeah.
Badman. Badman, sorry.
We gotta give her Busy B. You're gonna find your Busy Bee right now.
I want that to be like my rock hip hop Busy Bee, but just with the B, and it'll be B-I-Z-Z-Y, Busy Bee.
Busy Bee.
I buzz around you.
So he has been sending a pic to Kimberly, as he calls her, and he says, "Well, I'm not in love with her yet, but I don't want to decide on a relationship before we actually meet." And And they're based, and the assistant's like saying, this is all unnecessary. We should be talking about the business. And all I wrote down, this is business for
him. This is business.
This is important for him because this is the way he's going to get to fucking America, y'all.
And bogo his career. And
I know he can't say that, but no. I'm screaming at the assistant of that.
Well, I think the assistants know it too. Yeah. They just know that. I feel like, honestly, y'all, this just was all producer.
Yeah. Or at least, now, I've got to say this. Him. The one big reveal that we get, y'all.
Well, this is what I was going to call his reasoning's bullshit. He says he doesn't want to get with her. He calls her a potential relationship because he said,
potential girlfriend.
I'm nervous to get with an American woman, but he was already in love with an American woman.
Yeah.
Now, granted, and this is why I think it's different. It was a black American woman. And mm-hmm. I think probably maybe he felt in some ways more comfortable because, y'all.
It does undercut all of his argument.
But he's this woman named Zara, who wrote
another song about.
And he says, I was very much in love with her, but she got super jealous of fans commenting online, and we had to break up.
We had to break up.
It's over. She's gorgeous. She's like his age.
Yeah.
He probably thought, okay, I got rid of Lisa. I actually found somebody that's my age. It's more convincing.
Yeah.
And actually probably that he could have a relationship with.
I don't think he loves any of these
women.
Exactly. This is him romanticizing that relationship.
He's just trying.
He didn't love any of these women.
He needed
to get to America.
Yes.
This is one of the few people who is acting like they're not transparent and doing this for love. But y'all, this is actively trying to get to America for fame.
If it wasn't like such a big thing in Nigerian culture to be gay, he'd probably do it with Poodle.
Call me Soulja Boy. Actually, you know what? No.
What?
No.
Can you imagine how would Soulja Boy put Poodle in a song? I'd be there for you.
No. He'd run a new one for me. Poodle. I want to come over to you and put it in your hole.
Oh, wow. That was... Wow.
Talking about Poodle.
Okay. About Poodle. Oh, boy. All right.
I can put on a wig on your head and imagine you're a woman.
What? Pretty good. Just make it more auto-tune.
Woman.
Yeah.
Woman.
Poodle. Poodle. Beauty.
Poodle.
Poodle. So, y'all, we don't know if she knows Zara, if she knows who even she is.
No. One of her friends said, Zara sounds like a woman's name. Earlier, she's like, I don't know. I don't know who that would be.
I hope that Zara reaches out to her on social media.
I have
media.
A feeling Zara's going to be on the tell-all.
She's going to be on the tell-all. Zara's going to be on the tell-all, y'all. And it's going to be bonkers.
I don't know who this woman is.
I don't know who this Zara is. But she probably is
she's jealous.
She's using a condom. I don't use condoms. It's skin to skin.
Oh, God. Stop saying skin
it's
to skin.
It's skin to skin. Because I'll be there for you. Any way you want me.
Any way you want
float
me to
the
be.
Boy. Float the boy. Uthman,
he hasn't
float the boy.
Written, he has not written Kimberly a song yet.
He has not.
And I wrote down, even one of his assistants said, do you notice the cognitive dissonance of having a woman come here to help you with your video that is a song written about another woman? And he goes, yeah, I get it. It's something, you know, we'll have to talk about.
We'll have to talk about. It's really...
It's shitty.
You know what, actually? You know what this made me feel? It went, oh, man. I feel bad for Kimberly.
Me too.
She is so delusional.
Well,
she seems like a... We'll see how she acts. She doesn't seem like... I know we compare her because we're... But y'all, BGL was a horrible person.
Oh,
so
terrible.
Far, maybe Kimberly will prove herself that. But so far, Kimberly seems like a pretty decent person.
I hope so. She's shown a little bit of elitism on some of the clips.
She has.
Seen.
So we'll see.
But
it's pretty easy, though, to throw a drink in his face.
True. But I will say, we have a lot of victims this season, I feel like.
Yes. We really have people that are just like, that are running away from healing, like themselves, and are looking for others.
Y'all. Let's go to Caleb and Elena. Before we do that, I need to talk about West Side Story.
Okay.
Reminds me of a West Side Story.
I hate that song. Okay. How long can you talk about West Side Story? 5 minutes?
3 minutes.
You can talk about it in five.
No. 3 minutes.
Poodle.
It's a fantastic
film. Can you suck that dick in 5 minutes?
Go see it now. I think this is... We had a conversation about this. I don't know if you can compare this to the original even. I don't think it's fair to compare it.
Some sissies disagree with you in the Patreon comments.
I think you can compare without saying one is better than the other. Because this is a whole different film.
Mm-hmm.
This is a film that was made in 2021 with the knowledge of how things were in a time of the 1950s.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't think it's fair to say one is better than the other, or one is what I would consider it more appropriate for 2021 audiences.
Mm-hmm. I disagree. I think it is fair, but I think we just...
But how in what way?
Because it's such a... Because you can't... Again, we went through this all on Patreon, but I think it is the same source piece.
But I'm saying you can compare it without saying one is...
Because what's the difference of compare? Like somebody brought up the thing, like you brought up this newer version of A Star Is Born and compared it to all the others.
Why it's different?
Because, which were made in different times.
Because those did not radically change the story I would say, sensitive to certain issues of the story at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what I understand that there are certain elements of West Side Story that was made in the 60s that are insensitive today's, especially when it comes to race.
Things
like that. But I don't think it's fair to evaluate one is better than the other on that.
Okay.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying?
I see your point. I still don't agree with you, but I see your point. Yeah.
But I don't think it's fair to say one is better than the other based on how we see race today is very different than how 1960s saw race.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but...
I'm just saying, move on. Talk about the other stuff you like. No, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think we're going to be exact.
Can I say this? Why do you think one is better than the other?
For me, I think that this was just a smarter use of the music.
I totally agree with it. I said that when I walked out.
It felt like this as a script, it cut the fat of the script and like made everything make sense.
I agree with you.
So just, not even talking about the
I
race
don't,
stuff.
I just don't even think that it's, I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair to talk about one being better than the other.
Okay.
That's just the way it, I think, because then it gets into the idea that this is so much better because it painted this in a 2021 context.
But I think you're thinking about like racial things.
I think that's the only way to see it sometimes.
I don't. I'm thinking of it from a person that likes musical, that creator, like from a...
I totally understand that.
I thought it was a better film.
But I'm
that's
saying
what I'm
on
ask.
Twitter, you're in the minority for people who think that fits better for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm saying, but read some of the Patreon comments because some sissies like...
No, I think it's fine to compare. Comparing is different. Is different than saying one trumps the other.
Okay.
But the singing is fantastic. I thought I'd have a problem with Ansel Elgort as Tony. I did not. The way they used music and the way they repurposed music, and when Marina Moreno sings Somewhere, I lost my mind.
I kind of wish you wouldn't have said that because it's such a... I didn't know it was happening. So it's a spoiler for me.
Too late.
But it's beautiful.
No one will be spoiled.
It's been out for a while now.
Yeah.
But it's when she did that, I lost my mind.
It is glorious.
The dancing's fantastic.
I would encourage anybody who says that the 1960 or 50s work that was of its time, I would encourage you to read press from back then because it was not of its time back then. It was very looking ahead.
Yeah.
For even to have people with
it's a fantastic
brown
film.
Faces, as much as there were brown faces put on screen, as much as there was extra brown added, having them as main characters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, what I'm saying is I don't like the demonization of the original film that I'm seeing now.
No, I think I'm not doing that. And I think that we wouldn't have this film.
Right. But I'm saying what people in the same...
We wouldn't have this film now.
People in the same breath of saying this one is more
But they realize
important.
This wouldn't be created and be done if it wasn't
for
that
they,
original.
I don't think they're thinking about that.
Yeah, you got to think about that. I'm calling it now. I think
it's going to win all the awards.
I think she's going to, like you said when we came out, I think she's going to win an Oscar.
I will say
for
this:
the same movie twice.
Do I think it is a? Do I think that West this production of West Side Story is a fantastic musical? Yes, it's definitely one of the best movie musicals I've ever seen.
It's like, yeah, it's like you know what? It does remind me of like,
One more thing. I just don't think I can compare it to the West Side Story I saw as a child that I saw as age 12.
Yeah.
And what that did for me for musicals. And I see them as just living in different universes.
Yeah. They are. I think they are.
Yeah.
And they're very different. This version of this musical did like...
It's so good, you guys.
So smart. It was like the way Chicago took the show. Like it, the way that it made just the... I just couldn't believe what... I thought, if you asked me before, I'd been like, oh, I hope they don't change anything, da-da-da, and all the changes, I went, why didn't someone think of that earlier?
I had so much trepidation going in.
Yeah, I was when just I first like, that heard makes about so it, much sense.
When I first heard about it, I said, absolutely not, I'm not seeing it.
That's what I said like 2 years ago, too. And I was like, so go see it. And you should go see musicals anyway.
At one moment, when they were doing The Cool Fugue and it's in a different place.
Yeah.
At one moment, I said, this is the most exciting musical sequence I've ever seen on screen.
It was, yeah, it was.
And the way it combined music and the way it was shot, the way.
Yeah, the lighting.
Oh.
The lighting was glorious. And the art direction. Oh. It was great.
I would say if you see a movie.
Go see it. We just read theaters are still safe. If you go to a theater, wear a good mask.
2 hours and 45 minutes, I want to say. It flies by. I promise you.
And
I
don't say that because
I always check my watch.
She does.
But
you didn't even get up and go to the bathroom, did you?
Once.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm telling you guys, if you see a movie this Christmas season, please see West Side Story. If you don't like it, I'll pay for your ticket. I'll pay you.
Carl, I guess we don't need to go see Sing 2. I was excited about it, but it's not now. My poot says
that
no.
That bitch will go see Sing 2 and love it. It'll be her favorite fucking movie.
I just love how... I can't believe porcupines can sing like that.
By the way, I was informed that my brother has already bought tickets for me and my oldest nephew and my niece... The youngest one is staying behind, which is great because all three of them at one time to see a movie doesn't work for me.
I'm excited.
I'm not. but I don't know. And y'all, the thing is, when you're watching your niece and nephew, you can't drink because who knows if they're going to do something or run out in the street.
Yeah.
So I appreciate everyone saying have a couple shots before. I don't do that before I'm going to watch my niece and nephew.
I bet. Do you when you go out and take your niece and nephew on your own, is your thought, the base thought of your head, don't let them die, don't
yes.
let them die?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. No, it's like they're going to choke on their food.
Yeah.
What's going to happen when my niece chokes on her food? Have I read up on the Heimlich enough?
That's actually very sweet.
What's going to happen when my oldest nephew falls trying to act like he's doing a karate move and falls on the pavement and a car runs over him?
It's very sweet. You're a good uncle.
I don't know.
Warrior.
I'm always
You would be
worried.
A mess if you had children.
I think
maybe you get over it.
I think I get over it. Let's talk about Caleb and Alina.
Okay.
It's going to be long. Y'all, Caleb's got his long hair going on where this is a full-on Antonio Banderas from an Interview with the Vampire.
It is.
It's creeping me out. I do not like it. Sam, I am.
I'm into it.
No.
Either I don't know why. Like I'm into it.
The drummer from like Fleet Foxes or some other group.
I was into it. I think it's so pretty. I think it looks better than when it's pulled back. I think it's more flattering to his face.
I guess. It's so straight, though. It's not. I think if it had some body and a little curlier.
I'm into it. Reminded me of... It's because of Brad Pitt in Interview with the Vampire.
That's where I go, but I go to Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
Which kind of creeped me out.
They should have kissed.
That was hot movie.
That was R.I.P. Anne Rice.
I think if it was made now, I think we would have seen Lestat fucking Brad Pitt.
Who... I don't know anybody who could be hot enough to do that. Maybe the guy from Bridgerton.
Ooh. I don't know. Who would be hot enough to do that now? You know who would be hot enough? In a really kind of feminine way, the guy from American Horror Story, Cody Fern.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he's like a movie star yet.
No.
But like, Andrew Garfield could do it. I think he could have the sexy, although he's kind of weird, quirky.
Boy, who I'm really thinking. Do you feel like, I know, I feel like everybody says this, but do you feel like there's just.
You know what? I don't know. It'd be Pattinson. They'd cast Robert Pattinson to do it because that's, even though I don't think he's the most attractive. Done
it. I guess they did it in our day and age for Twilight.
They'd be him in a second if they remade it.
A lot of people dislike him, but I actually like him in some things as an actor.
I liked him a lot in the Little Ashes movie where he was jerking off as Salvador Dali.
Lord Jesus. I think he'll be a good
Batman. Yo, they made that movie for me.
Oh, Lord. So he's going to Turkey.
He's going to go meet with his parents first.
Speaking of height, he is very tall.
He is quite tall.
He is like a foot taller than their...
than his Santa Claus father.
Than his Santa Claus father and the refrigerator. His head was above the refrigerator.
I agree. He's probably 6'3", 6'4".
Do you want to do it now or no?
No, I've said this before. It's a big penis.
I think it's a big penis too.
And it could not be telegraphed even more.
When he was
also brought condoms.
And they were magnums.
If y'all trust me, a bitch knows what a magnum box looks like.
Yeah, I do too.
A bitch knows what a magnum box looks like.
It's all I bought for about like 7 years. And they weren't for me. Yeah, just say.
Yeah, you know what the box looks
like. Yeah, yeah. You know
what? As soon as he's like, brought condoms, I went, oh.
Yeah, y'all.
And I'm like, yeah, you did.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's a big dick.
It's a big dick.
The big dick. Big dick.
It's
a flex. What the all that the that those condoms, those magnum condom, the magnum condom box was a flex.
It was a flex. Now he said I grew up in a very Christian home, and my parents, I hope they're
show me trauma.
A very Christian home, and he said you know, I don't know how my parents are going to feel about this. And I hope they're supportive, but he sits down and he says, well, I was going to grab a suitcase from you because I'm going to Turkey. And
to see a friend.
Mom goes, huh? What?
They're just like, yeah, you travel all over the world, honey. We know that.
And Caleb says, well, you know, I'm going to meet a friend. And he kind of starts telling her about everything. He said, she's this and that.
She's like, very artistic.
They're like, okay.
She's a singer. Okay. I guess she's not going to mention, my pussy's got Wi-Fi. Initiate vagina sequence.
And then he said, and she's a little person. And the dad goes, y'all, you could see this was like,
the vein in his head start pulsing.
And you could see like, it's like when I used to meet people that were, if they were like very like religious and they found out I was gay, they would go, And they're just trying.
You mean they found out that means you spoke or moved in front of
them. Some people don't know. Hey. No, I'm saying there's people that are that clueless.
Like maybe Nell?
People like
Tay
Memphis.
In the wind?
People like Memphis. Just completely clueless.
Or Kim. Kim would say, oh my God, you're so attracted to me.
So attracted.
You want to go skin to skin with me?
You want to go skin to skin?
You're very attractive.
You're very, very, very thinthable. Very thinthable.
Thinthable.
So the dad starts asking, he's like, mom's like, oh, okay, well, and then he talks about her height. And then the dad.
Height,
yes, that's what, did I say
height? You said height.
Oh, I did. What the fuck of your is list. Happening?
It's my upstairs neighbor.
Jesus.
She's now rolling around on a medicine ball.
Just.
Y'all, she had the ball bearings out yesterday, just dropping them on the floor. I don't know what she does. I swear to God. I don't know what. She's always dropping a bag of something.
I'm going to have to get Burger King now. I'm just getting hungry.
Wow.
And late and dealing with her. No, but so the they're asking all fine questions. He's
how
like,
tall is she?
How can she get around? Like, how
and he
easy
says,
for her?
He says, and the good thing here is, y'all, he's not lying. He says she's 3 feet tall.
Yeah, he's not lying. And even the mom says, like, well, dad's like, well, you know, and he's like, well, she can walk, but she gets tired pretty easily. And dad said, you like to go and do things. And y'all, Caleb's like an outdoor adventurer and stuff like that. And he says, and do you think that'll be a problem? Caleb says, I don't think it will be, but that's, I want to go see what her life is like. And if her being a small person is, that's going to make a difference. And mom says, well, what about if you have kids? And Caleb says, you're jumping the gun. We're
which
not
is fair.
So here's what I want to say, and I'm scared to say this because I'm afraid I'm going to get eviscerated because already I don't, maybe I'm just not, but I feel like there's some people out there that maybe are with me and maybe I'm just not seeing it, but a lot of our sissies were not fans of Caleb.
I agree. They weren't.
I'm not seeing it. I feel like, to be honest, when I see him now, like, I like him. I think he's a good guy.
I may be blinded by his hotness because I'm a dick pig.
Because I'm a dick. Because he's good looking. He's got a nice body. I do want him to put on lip balm. His lips are always dry, but not like Paul's.
His affect is a little weird for me.
I think.
But
yeah.
I think if I met him in real life, I'd be able to tell right away if he was a skeez or not.
It's hard to. Yeah. I think it's. But right now I'm like,
because the first time I
dated someone
Andrew,
for 13 years.
The first time I saw Ooh. Andrew, we knew.
We knew.
The first time I saw Steven, we knew.
Paul, we knew.
We knew. I'm on the fence about this guy.
I'm like, right now, everything in my.
He's not lying to his parents about her.
Everything, because there's two things that work for me, y'all. That are my sensors. Everything in my gut and my butt says it's okay.
The magnums.
Those, because.
And
now,
the hair.
Now, later on, the butt's still going to say yes, but the gut might say no.
Yeah.
That's a good, my gut and my butt.
I trust my gut a little more than my butt. I don't trust my butt at all.
I don't either.
Y'all, you gotta say no to the butt. Or for ladies, or even for ladies, you can say no, but for ladies, you gotta say no to the gussie.
Yeah, to the gussie.
You gotta say no to the gussie.
No.
No. Mm-mm. No, 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 no.
But I'm just...
She knows what she wants.
I don't feel like Caleb is doing anything... like, all he's not saying anything. He's like, I'm going to go over there and like get married to her.
No.
And be, he's like, let's just see what it's like.
Yeah. And
honestly, it's more Alina who seems a little bit in fantasy land.
Yeah, I agree. So anyway, they're talking about, mom said, well, you already have a chaperone because her friend Elijah is coming. So that's good. So I don't have to come. And there are talking about children. You're right. And I think this is way too early to talk about children. The good thing here is all Alina has to say is, remember, both parents have to carry this gene for there to be anything that happens to the child.
Yeah, from what we know.
From what we know of. That she said. And so let's, when we follow Caleb and
because
the whole way through.
I have to say, production wise, I really loved how they did this. We're not going to talk about this, but they do Caleb, and this is the first time we've ever seen like a 1970s split screen.
This is why
of like her driving him.
I have a feeling 90 Day telegraphs you guys what stories they're going to give you the most of, and which ones they are most invested in. They are very much invested in the story. It's the first time we've ever had a little person.
Yeah.
And they find it important to talk about, I as well do. Mm-hmm. I think it's important. We're really invested in Gino and Jasmine.
But that's because she's going to go
she's
out
such
like
good
a,
TV.
Like a blazing fire of jealousy.
Yep. So, but I want to say this is interesting. They're going out of their way to portray these two people as looking for love. But I want to say, Caleb is packing not one.
Yeah,
not
he's
two,
packing. Oh.
But three things of protein powder.
I think that's.
Maybe summer nutritional supplements.
I think that's where
Jesus.
People get rubbed. Like, he has the protein powder. Like, when his brother comes over, he's like, what's up, bro? But I just think that's. Like, I know nice guys that straight guys, they call each other bro. I beg them to call me that, and they don't, or they do. And
or call you
weird.
Bitch and then turn you over.
Don't mind that either.
So anyway.
Yes, Bautista.
Bounce the ball in your nose.
Woo, woo, woo. Oh, my boy.
So anyway.
My boy, Bautista.
I just love it how he packs his protein powder, his tarot deck, and his condoms.
And you know what? That's all I need on a trip.
You know what? I would tolerate him doing my tarot if I could suck that big dick.
We did have a lot of sissies who do tarot who said his tarot was completely terrible.
Yeah. And
but also, it's known in tarot that you're going to like...
We did have some people say when they do their own... They can do your own tarot, but sometimes you're worried that it might... That's what I was worried about, that you could actually influence what you were actually getting.
Yeah, because if Poodle does his own tarot...
I'm like... Oh, come on.
It's always, he'll get a death card, and that means, oh, that's about somebody else. You know what? I would do the same thing, too.
That means death, D for dick.
I would be terrible at it, too.
Yeah, you would.
I would.
So, anyway, Caleb is packing. He gets his brother, Josh, who is also cute.
He is cute.
To take him to the airport. And he is flying over there, and...
Oh, I will say, we should say this. Again, he said, I'm bringing the condoms, but I'm not expecting anything.
Yeah.
He said, but you know, he brings... I think he's looking at this. He said, because I'm not expecting anything, because I don't want to take things too fast. But also, he said, I just don't know what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
Like, this is like total... He got kind of graphic, which was really... He said, but like...
Yeah,
I'm not going to be able to kiss her when I make love.
Yeah.
So y'all,
he said, sexually, a lot of things are off the table. I need to point
this
out.
This is where I went.
I need to point out.
This is where I went.
Do we
right
need
here.
To demonstrate this?
Just of me up in the air going, wong, wong, and Caleb going, huh, huh.
I can see your camel toe from there. And ooh, you just farted on me.
I just booted. I'm so sorry. I'm 40. It happens when I put my butt up.
I've never been part of a fucking fart comedy team before. I never saw myself. I was doing jokes earlier about Commedia dell'arte, and apparently I'm doing fart comedy now.
Commedia dell'arte. I'm so sorry.
Move away from me, groundling. I can't do this. That was disgusting. Y'all, if you're not on the video, he farted in my face. I don't know where I am anymore. This is what happens when you do a show with Lenny from A Mice and Men.
Should eat that quinoa bowl.
I will say that Caleb. Okay. Where was I about sex?
We were talking about sex.
I want to say that I have a feeling if he's, not to get graphic, if he is over her and pile driving her, he can make out with her in the same thing, even though she's 3 feet tall.
Because he said, but he's tall, he's got a tall torso. He's saying, because if she's down here, meaning she's on top of me, then I've got to pull her up to kiss her. And I actually think this is like, you know, people want to kiss somebody while you're inside them. Like, that's a very intimate thing.
Jesus.
Well,
I agree with you, but I did not expect to have it heard.
But I kind of appreciated that he said something so intimate that you usually only share with like one person in your life, unless it's Poodle. Then it's like everyone, you're like, kiss me. I don't know. You're not kiss me.
It's like Alien. The thing like,
I feel so sorry.
We're off the rails. Ever since you farted on me.
I'm not going to even tell Christina when she's editing this that this
happened. She's going to die.
She's going to send us messages.
And Christina, we're going to need that amplified, that sound up. like,
oh, please don't put it in slow motion, Christina.
Oh, yes.
Please.
Oh, yes. It's
a, oh, God. Okay.
Make it wetter if possible.
Well, y'all, so just so you know, if you're on the, you're getting a lot this $15 tier. You're getting two holiday specials and my flatulence.
Gross. So the next thing is he's on the flight. He is getting himself ready to see her. He's like, uh-oh, I smell bad. And he's changing his clothes. He's doing a Darcy. This is the thing, y'all. It's not just him being arrogant and thinking, I hope she knows what she's getting. He wants to make a good impression on her.
Yeah.
And he changes clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing we see is him going off to see her. Let's talk about Alina now.
Okay, yeah.
So they are picking out clothes to wear on the way there with Elijah. And she tells Elijah he's not a person who shares his emotions. And they're trying to fit all this in her clothes. Her gay best friend, Elijah. Like I said before, someone said, it's funny how you guys knew immediately how he was gay. I'm like, girl, are you headless?
That was
like,
was that Memphis that sent us that message? I mean, y'all, he
gay
looks like,
is in every language.
It's in every language, and it really, he looks like he's on the reboot of Sprockets.
Now is the time when Sprockets are done.
When we done,
would you like to touch my monkey? I loved. Y'all, if you didn't, a lot of my comedy, I don't know if you did, I was obsessed with Saturday Night Live.
I was too.
And do you watch Kids in the Hall? When you were younger, maybe not.
No, that we didn't get
you
that.
You discovered that later.
I did.
But I would stay up late and watch Kids in the Hall because it came on after Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
on my NBC.
Oh, never did for us. It was something else.
It was banned by Oklahoma.
Probably
Men in Dresses. But y'all, Kids in the Hall.
I would watch SNL, but even the old version. I would watch they would show them like on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
So I'd watch the 70s, but also would watch. I really got into SCTV.
Oh, I never saw that.
And so, which was like,
but
that was all like John Candy and
but I swear,
what's
y'all,
his name from Schitt's Creek,
Eugene Levy,
Eugene, yeah.
But no, that informed my comedy so
for
much
for sure.
That and just Carol, like what I think is funny,
I think that and the Carol Burnett Show were the most for that in 80s
and a lot of sitcoms.
Yeah,
yeah. So y'all, that's what you're getting.
That's
here
why
at Reality
that's
Gaze.
Why I'm bringing a fart joke. You're welcome.
No, that wasn't funny. That wasn't a joke either. That just happened. Christina, I'm going to need you to take the volume way up for that and make it, like I said, make it wetter and grosser.
I am never going to live that down.
No, it's gross. Filthy.
And actually, we have done a fart joke before. What did we do with fart joke? Oh, that was for Cabaret.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So
Alina's...
They're putting stuff in the suitcase, and if you don't think he's gay now, she's like, just sit on top of it. And he tells Alina, be the top.
Be the
and
top.
And he's like, who's the bottom? She's like, the suitcase.
The suitcase. So she's, you know, she's getting nervous because she wants Caleb to see her as more than just a little person. But they end up, they arrive in Turkey, and she sees Maria, her friend. And they're driving. Basically, Maria's picking them up at the airport. Then she's driving them. And Maria's like, well, are you staying in another room? And Alina's like, no, we're staying in the same room. It's been 13 years.
And she's like, well, okay.
Which you forget, y'all. This has been 13. Out of all these relationships, they've actually...
They know each other in a way much better than anybody else does.
So
that's why they've actually laid the groundwork to have something online more than anyone else.
That's true. Although you would think that Caleb would have gotten a handicap accessible hotel.
And this is the thing.
I know you don't think of that. Like when I was booking hotels for my dad and he, like when he was progressing and he was in a wheelchair, I didn't think about it at first. My brother's like, oh, this time I went down, I got a hint. I went, oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
But this is, they've talked a lot. But, or
this is,
that's my question. Have they talked a lot about like what she needs?
I don't know if
physically.
They did because she always shies away from it.
So that's, because to me, I would think
she's
been talking
been saying,
for 13 years. You would, that's, if you.
Because I think she's worried about scaring him off with talking about what she needs.
I guess, you know what?
Because they showed one conversation where she said, you need to push my wheelchair. And it seemed like that was the first he was hearing about what she needed.
I kind of just assumed maybe that was a 90-day reenactment.
Yeah.
But I guess not. Or I guess if he's never gone over there, they've never talked about what he would actually
be helping with. I feel like there was not a conversation had. Two ways I'm seeing this. A, there was not a conversation had by Alina and Caleb about what she needed as far as requirements for her to be in a place that mm-hmm. needed to be wheelchair accessible, need to be on the first floor, or they needed an elevator, or they needed everything to be a lower
place. I needed that clear. Like, did she tell him all this?
Or this was preempted by production. And this was done to make to be a little bit of a road bump. A speed bump in their relationship.
Possibly. Because, y'all, I kind of could see, depending on how... It just depends. But I think this could go well.
But I'm saying, I don't think this was done intentionally on Caleb's idea. I think, if anything, this will be a learning experience for him saying, I'm so sorry, I did not think about
this. Well, like I said, I didn't think about it at all. So if they haven't talked about it a lot,
yeah.
He probably wouldn't have thought of that. Or you probably, too... If you're booking a hotel most of the states, you just assume every hotel is going to have an elevator.
Yeah.
You just don't think about that at all. You and y'all, they're going to this hotel and it's beautiful. It's like an apartment, but they're thinking
that's
stuff
a little tacky for me, but yeah.
Well, yeah. But
but I will say the thing about it is you never really want to be on the first floor. You always want to be so you can get a review. So I understand he might ask for.
But like, because she they have to go up the stairs. And I would not, you don't think, I'm not defending him.
No.
I mean, this is that we don't know how much she communicated.
Right.
Or whatnot. Like, does he know that she needs a smaller toilet or a step to get up to the toilet? I would not have known that. So this is just going to take a lot of communication.
I agree.
And her asking for what she needs. And I don't know if Alina does that.
I don't know if she does do
that. I don't think she does. Because she's talking about on the way there, like, she wants to be picked up in his big, strong arms. Yeah. And I just don't know.
Well, she even said, I don't want Caleb to see me as just a little person. So she's very concerned about him meeting her as her and not her, what she cannot do.
Yeah.
So I think it's a little bit playing both sides to say he should have known this. And I think they were making a big deal about what that – I think that was production. I just – sometimes you see things and you go, yeah, this wasn't telegraphed earlier. This feels like they're making a big deal so we can have a conversation later about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it felt like. And I can imagine in the next episode of Alina saying, Caleb, you should have done this for me, and then him getting a little bit upset about it and being a little bit of a miff, so we can see that happening.
You know,
I've just watched this show enough to know.
Yeah, oh yeah, I agree. Yeah. You know what I was struck by? And I mean, Kate, if she hasn't communicated, I think Caleb is in for a shock, only being that just in watching, either two things are happening. Either Elijah is doing so much for her to be nice all the time, or she actually can't do a lot. But it's just, I was watching this going, Elijah is like a full-on caretaker for her.
I agree.
He is ironing
for her. Picking her up, ironing.
He's helping her cook. He puts her in every car. Like, she can do a lot. She can get up and drive and all. So I'm like, but wait, why are you picking up in her car? But I guess her car is formatted. Do we see her get up and drive?
I'd be interested to know for any sissies who are working with little people or people who have severe, I would say, logistic disabilities who they cannot get up in.
My thing that I want to know is it just, it looks like because they're traveling, like Caleb's going to have to do a lot?
Yeah.
Or is that just because... when you're in your own life, in your life where you live, you have things set up that you are more
exactly.
independent.
And that's why her parents were really concerned about, is he going to know what to do? And they're like, Elijah's coming. And they're like, oh, okay, fine.
So it'll just, They're the most interesting couple to me.
I agree.
Because,
but anyway, yeah. The toilet is too high. The bed is too high. All of it is not really to her specifications and or what she really needs. And she actually thinks the room is ugly, and I kind of agree with her. I think it's gaudy.
Yeah.
I meant like it was big and like an apartment. And she is upset. She's like, I don't know if he understands my abilities. And Elijah volunteers to stay the night. And
she wants to go to the airport without Elijah, right? Or go to the airport.
No, she wants to go with him. And Elijah's like, so what if he's not a gentleman to you? And which is a fair thing. And this is the other thing where she's playing both sides. She wants to meet him by herself to create a romantic moment, but she's worried about that he's not going to know everything. And I would prefer to have Elijah at least close by, like even if he's not at the airport, or even if he's not like maybe like waiting outside the airport for them to tell them what she needs.
It's hard. I mean, it's not hard. It's just it's heartbreaking because you know Alina, that's all she walks through the world going, are people going to treat me differently because of the way I look? So that's literally something she thinks about 24/7.
And so maybe it is. Maybe her life is going between those two poles.
But it's heartbreaking.
I don't want to be my stature. I don't want to be a little person.
And also she's like, I live this. I don't want to talk about it every day and tell everybody what I have to fucking do with my life. And how I have to live my life. No one else has to. That's unfair.
And then
unfair.
When he makes, and so in a way, both
but
of them.
But she's got to do that.
Exactly.
If she wants a relationship with him, and because she just has to. But I understand why she's just would not want to fucking do that.
But at the same time, I don't know if it's on him to do all of the research.
It's not on him.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not on anyone. And this goes for anything, whether it's physical needs, mental needs, emotional needs. It's not on your partner to read your needs.
Yeah.
It's for you to communicate what you need to your partner.
Right. Especially for someone who you could foresee something romantic with.
Yeah.
And yeah. So anyway, y'all, the thing is she's very excited. She's also very nervous, but he's going to only see. The thing that kind of broke my heart is she's like, I'm really scared that he's going to see me and go, ew.
And that's like her innermost.
I can tear up thinking about it. Because,
it's just so it's heartbreaking that she has to think that.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to do that. But
I don't
think
he's going to do that.
But we'll see. We'll see. That's all.
Because
I got
y'all,
that.
We don't even see them meet. But and that's the big. That's the thing. This is they are making this their big romantic story.
Yeah.
Obviously.
They are.
They also did that with Big Pred. So don't know.
Boy.
I'm not going to throw my pad, but something like that.
I feel like this show was 5 hours long. I feel like we have... This has been the Lawrence of Arabia podcast. We have traveled...
Yes, it's long. Very, very long. Now that you've heard on me. Disgusting.
Oh, y'all. So go to our, book us on Cameo if you want a Cameo for the holiday. We're happy to do it, but you better
separately.
Get them in soon. Separately, not together, because we're not together when you hear this, but you better do that soon. Also, y'all, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That's wonderful. But more than anything, share the gift of gay.
Share the gift of gay. Tell your friends. Tell your family.
Tag us.
Tell us about reality gay.
You see a funny meme on Instagram? Tag your friend and say, hey, say, Shanice, these are those two queens Shanice. I was talking about. Or whatever your friend's name is. I love the name Shanice. Anyway, we call these people lonely hearts because, poods, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. Who did we even cover this session?
We did Mike. We did...
Got it. Yes. And... if you write a song about a one woman and you call another woman to help come EP your music video, you might need to process that.
You might need to process. Yeah, I bet she paid for some of it.
Oh, totally. So call us.
Call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.